always play him because I know he's going to bring his A game.
And what's the key for a quarterback with him? Because especially with him keeping plays live, you're going to have to
stay in coverage, you know. Always believe that Rodgers got away and just keep covering your guy, you know. Our coach always stressing, you know, don't look at the quarterback because he's like Medusa. He's going to turn you to stone, you know. So we're always trying to keep our eyes on the receiver as long as we can, especially with this quarterback.
But with him, you have to cover longer.
Yeah, definitely longer, you know. Usually a play is like 5 to 7 seconds. Now it's going to be like 8 to 10 seconds, you know. So long time cover.
And it seems like he's a guy that'll fit a ball into anywhere, and he loves that back shoulder. As a corner, is that back shoulder the toughest pass to defend?
Man, there's so many things that's tough to defend, you know, depending on the coverage. But that's definitely one of the plays that's, you know, tough in any coverage, you know. Just the way he puts the ball, you know, it's either the receiver's going to catch it or it's going to be incomplete. You rarely can get an interception on those balls.
Now, everything is so compacted in a short week for a Thursday game. Is there some advantage to having the familiarity that you have with Green Bay playing them twice a year?
Yeah, definitely. As a defensive player on some scheme team, you know, I think we definitely have the upside of knowing, okay, what they normally do, you know, having played them so many times. But, you know, in the end, it's going to come down to who's going to make the plays, you know, and we have to stand up and make plays.
Josh, do you feel like a different player this year versus last year?
I feel like I'm growing as a player. You know, like I said, I had a lot of growing pains last year, you know, a lot of things I had to deal with, but I definitely see the growth, and I'm just going to try to continue.
Do you have an internal clock like you were talking about the play length in 5 to 7 seconds?
You have that clock in your mind where you think, okay, X should be sacked, and you want to look back, but you just got to train yourself, you know, practice, you know, okay, keep covering regardless. If he's moving, keep moving. You know, the receiver's standing there, so keep looking at him because sometimes that's what happens on film.
Did you not allow the growing pains to really weigh heavily on you, or did you?
I was just telling him, you know, for me, the biggest thing is my faith. And my faith in God is something that carries me. You know, my family has always been supportive. You know, my wife, she tells me after every game, she was like, I loved you before this game, I'm going to love you after this game. You know, and that's something, you know, that I value, you know, more than, you know, all the opinions and comments, you know. And that's something that's really kept me positive and staying confident.
She doesn't critique your game like everyone else?
Oh no, yeah, she trust me, she is really tough. She would say you were horrible, you know. She would say it, but
was this last year she would say?
Yeah, she would say that was horrible. She was screaming, she was covering her eyes, like she would tell me, but in the end I know she loves me, you know. I know she wants the best for me, and that's something that I value the most.
Heard that a little less so far.
Oh yeah, definitely heard it a little less, you know, but she always stressing, you know, don't let nobody catch anything on you, you know. So that's something I've always had that mindset. Nobody should even catch a ball, so just keep working until you get to that point.
What's the key for you? I mean, you're facing some huge receivers and big, fat. What's the key for you when you're facing, you know, Julio Jones or these guys that are monsters?
Be aggressive, you know, and play assignment football, you know. If you do your assignment on every play, you know, you can only come out on top, you know. Sometimes they'll make great catches. They get paid just like you do. But in the end, you know, assignment football wins.
You know, a lot of times everything goes on instinct on the field. When you overthink things, does that make things worse for you?
Yeah, definitely, I think so. You know, I remember times, you know, where I was overthinking, oh, he's going to do back shoulder, and he throws a regular, you know. And those are times where you're overthinking it rather than just play the guy and react. You know, that's something the biggest that corners, defensive backs got to use the most. They just got to react. Is that when you